Good morning. This is Right Here, Right Now, brought to you by Right Choice Services. At Right Choice Services, we develop individualized programs to help clients find that book inside of them that they have always wanted to write. And I'm your host, Tim Morrison. On Right Here, Right Now, we interview business leaders, entrepreneurs, and professionals about their work and the writing they engage in as part of their work. My co-host and producer for Right Here, Right Now is Andy Lowe. Andy has his own show, Renegade Radio, on Business Radio X. Good morning, Andy.
How are you, Dr. Tim?
I'm doing great. So what's the latest at Business Radio X Alpharetta?
Well, you know, we just keep bringing in terrific guests and terrific hosts like yourself, and everybody's more happy to come over here these days because the humidity's not 100%.
That's good. I like that. I like that.
Nobody wants to go outside when the humidity is as high as it's been the last couple months, so we're welcoming you in the fall.
Yeah, it's great. Well, I'm always glad to have you in that seat.
Now, in a couple weeks, it'll get cold, and then everybody will want to stay inside to write their books. So, see, your business should boom here very shortly.
Man, I did pay you well for today, didn't I? Thank you. Well, we also have another co-host today, and Betsy Ray Miner, and she's part of Right Choice Services. She's my right-hand person. She's a writing coach, editor, and teacher. In fact, one of her clients is one of our guests today, and I've suggested that I'd like her to get comfortable in the host seat just in case we need her to fill in sometime. You didn't know that part, did you?
I didn't.
You do now. Welcome, Betsy.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks for having me today.
Great. As I thought about today's guests and the work that each does, I decided that a solid common theme to their respective company's work is confronting the tough stuff of business. When I went to their website, I found these kinds of questions. How successful is your executive leadership in engaging employees and building a culture that elicits innovation and creativity? Do you have employees who seem to have left most of themselves at home but are very much present come payday? Man, those things triggered thoughts in my mind. And how fiscally, and that's F-I-S-C-A-L-L-Y, is your business? Is it sound enough to achieve corporate visions and goals? And what might a fiscal checkup reveal? Just question after question. I just really love this stuff, and I'm going to enjoy getting into it with our guests. Today's guests come with answers, ideas, and insights. Now, that's putting a challenge before you even get underway. And the guests are Roger Blackstock and Gary Patterson. I'm going to start with Roger, who is the founder and CEO of Peer Synergy Group, an executive advisory firm focused on helping CEOs and executives in leading self, leading people, and leading culture. He retired from the U.S. Army with the rank of colonel, was a Green Beret, and Jump Master. Roger is also an Atlanta Region Chair for Vistage International. Welcome, Roger.
Thank you, Tim. Glad to be here.
It's a delight to see you across the table. So tell us about Peer Synergy.
Peer Synergy is a company that addresses leadership from the very top. When I started the company, I recognized that we were not teaching leadership in corporate America today. We've moved to teaching management. In a world of changing society, where we have five generations of people, and people coming in from other countries, other cultures, leadership is lacking. Today, people must understand where people are coming from a generation-wise, and also a culture, so that they can engage them.
How did you come up with this idea of creating Peer Synergy to do that? You know, did your military background play into it? I know you were in the business world before you did Peer Synergy. Was it kind of like a synergy of those two?